Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, folks, here we go. Good morning. Welcome to Taking It Outdoors. This morning's broadcast brought to you by Johnston RV. Celebrating 30 years of creating generations of family fun, they are in Webster, Palmyra. You can find them online at jrvcountry.com. Also, Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. Look at him over there. You should see our guest today, folks. He's got his jersey on and everything. Tim Thomas, welcome back to the program. You remember Tim. He contributes to the program periodically. He is the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. He's also a professional salmon and trout angler out on the Big Lake, hence the jersey finders keepers.
Got it.
Been a good year for you? How are you?
Oh, man, I am tired. Salmon fishing this year is epic. That's what everyone's saying. Absolutely epic on Lake Ontario.
Now, epic means, what do you mean by that? Like long? It's been a good long season or legendary?
Pretty legendary. I mean, you talk to anybody, even some of the old-time charter captains that have been around for, you know, 30, 40 years fishing the lake, they have never seen it this good. It is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Well, most people know the Lake Ontario and the tributaries off the southern shores is world-class salmon and trout fishing. So it's no secret to us what a gem we get to fish every day. But, you know, last year with the elevated water levels that got all the headlines, people were saying the same thing last year. It's been legendary. We don't, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is contributing to another year of improvement?
We've been talking about it quite a bit in the circuit, and I think it just boils down to, all the key ingredients coming together. The high water last year, I think, helped. It really energized the system, so to speak. But it's helped the bait fish populations are just super healthy, and the stocking programs have been very successful the last several years. And I think the combination of those two things have just made this just bloom into the amazing fishery that we have now. I mean, think about it. Last week, I went out. I was actually mating on a charter. My Way Charters out of SOTUS. We did 50 kings. 50. 50 kings by 11 o'clock. And we were starting to make our way in. 50 kings. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
That's cartoonish.
It
Video
is.
Game.
I mean, literally, two of the people on boat didn't want to handle another rod because their arms were so tired.
I'm Facebook friends and follow some different salmon anglers from our area, and I've been noticing pictures they've been posting, you know, whether they're charter captains or tournament anglers, but they got quads going.
Crazy.
Like
yeah.
Four rods bent over, and they're like, you know, we're tired of catching fish. You know, like you said, at 11 o'clock, you're headed in.
Right. It's nuts.
Unbelievable. Well, as a charter captain, that's got to be good. I mean, when you can put that kind of numbers on a client, they're satisfied. They're going to come back. They're going to tell other people. And then just on the other end of in the tournaments, you know, the fishery's performing at that level. You know, are you noticing the tournaments being more competitive as well? Or are the same guys winning each one?
No, they're definitely competitive. The interesting thing when you have a year like this where the fishing is just phenomenal, some of our events, the pro-am events, those events, we've got observers on board to make sure everything is followed to T as far as the rules go. And for those events, you have to keep your first 12 legal fish you catch. And so it makes it interesting because when you have a hot bite like this, if you're mixing the smaller ones in, they're going to crush you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you need to get your 12. And so it really, really makes the strategies, go flying to, avoid the little ones, get the big ones, but yet you still got to get your 12, how that all plays out.
Yeah, the bass angler in me just realized you guys can't cull because there's
That's
no live well.
That's right. You can't keep them alive. Once they're in, they're in.
Wow.
That's right.
I didn't even think about that. So, you know, I really, as many charter captains and salmon and trout tournament anglers that I've talked to, I'm still pretty unfamiliar with the formats of these tournaments. Is that because they vary from each one?
They do. There's quite a few tournaments now. They've blossomed over the last several years. I mean, you have ones that, like mine, that are wide open statewide for long durations. The Lock Tournament's another one that goes on for several weeks at a time, and there's several of those. But a lot of the weekend shootouts, as we call them, like the Pro-Ams are two-day events. You got to keep your first 12 that come in. This coming weekend, we're going to be fishing the Atomic Invitational out of Oswego. That's just your six biggest kings that you have that day, and you can catch as many as there are people on board.
Right.
And so if you got four people on board, you can keep 12 kings. You take your six biggest, and that's what you weigh in. There's other ones. There's one here in Monroe County that happened a while back, where you have to fish for both trout and salmon, and you have to target multiple species. So you really have to look at each one of the tournaments and make a game plan based on what is required to come in for that particular event.
He is Tim Thomas. You know him as the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic, also a tournament angler, so it's cool to pick his brain about the local salmon and trout fisheries. We're going to get to the New York State Summer Classic, which is a fantastic event. We've been banging the drum about it since it started here. I know Tim came on at the beginning when the tournament first started and kind of pre-promoted it. So I invited him to come back for a final push. If you are unaware of the Summer Classic, we're going to tell you all about it. But I want to get back to this Big Lake. With all the wind that we've had recently, is it me or it's been like super windy the last week and a half?
It's been windy. Luckily, it's been out of the south.
Okay.
Which a couple weeks back really made things interesting because it flipped the lake on us.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. I forget which day it was, but I'm watching the news in the evening, and the weatherman was talking about the temperature of the water at Charlotte Beach.
40.
From one day to the next, it was like 40s to or 60 down to 40.
Yep.
And then I guess it goes back up just as quick. But with that kind of rapid change, first of all, give me the science as to why that happens, and then tell me how it affects the fish.
So what happened there is we had really strong winds. If you remember back, we had 30-mile-an-hour sustained south winds, gusting like 40 miles an hour, pushing all the top water out, pushing it to Canada. So you take all that warm water and you're pushing it out to the mid-lake, towards Canada. There's got to be water to replace it, and that's the cold water from underneath. You ever go swimming, you dive down, the
sure.
deeper you go, the colder it gets. All that ice water that's sitting, at the deep lake comes up, and that's what we call upwelling, or call it the lake flipping. So all that warm water piled over to Canada. If you went over to Canada and fished, they had 70-degree water from the top all the way down to almost 150 feet. It just piled it over there at the same time.
Oh, my God.
We had 40 degrees from top to bottom over here, which makes fishing difficult because now the fish can be anywhere. They're not going to be around the thermocline like we usually target. But the interesting thing is that once those winds subsided, then that water, the cold, dense air, likes to go back to the depths, and it brings the warm water back. And literally overnight, we were fishing at nighttime in the evening, preparing for an event, and we had 40 degrees down, 20 feet down. I mean, it was like a very, very thin layer of warm water. The very next morning, we went out, and it was 70 degrees from the top all the way down to 100 feet overnight.
Wow.
I mean, it was crazy how fast it piled back in and just changed the whole dynamic and forced us to fish deeper in that case.
Now, when the lake is normalized and you're in your summer pattern, relation to what you just said, where at what depth is like a general finding place for the thermocline?
So normally we use probe systems, and so it tells us the temperature as the probe goes down. So normally I like to target 50 degrees. I find out where 50 degrees is. That kind of sets my spread, and then I put some lures above it and some lures below it to see whether they're in the warm water or the cold water, where they're hanging out for the day.
Yeah, I was just curious because I knew that was the case, and I wanted to compare it to the warmness and how big that was. That's interesting, man. That's so much more complicated than throwing a big fat jig on the edge of a weed line like I do.
Very, very high tech.
Tim Thomas is our guest in studio talking a little salmon and trout fishing today. Also going to bang the drum for the New York State Summer Classic. We continue the conversation next right here at Taking It Outdoors on 92.5 WBEE. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. Talking a little fishing today. Salmon and trout fishing. Mixing it up a little bit. Our guest in studio. We welcome Tim Thomas back to the program today. He is the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. He is also a professional tournament angler from Team Finders Keepers. This broadcast made possible thanks to Johnston RV Country. 30 years now creating generations of family fun. They're in Webster, Palmyra, and online at jrvcountry.com. Also, a thank you to Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. A little stopped up today, Tim. I apologize if I sound a little nasally this morning. So bear with me, and I'll try to get a Benadryl or something in the next break. I do want to continue our conversation. I was kind of picking Tim's brain about salmon and trout fishing out on Lake Ontario, and he did a great job of describing to us. Used some good word pictures there to explain to us what happens when the lake, quote unquote, turns over. You hear anglers talk about that all the time, and Tim gave us a great description of that. And you were telling us, you know, where the salmon are usually hanging out this time of year, but it's August now, so we're all aware that the season, you know, going to be waning soon. In your experience, how long do you anticipate this summer pattern performing for you guys?
I mean, it'll progress right through the end of August. The difference is that, and we actually have already started to see it now, is that the kings are going to start hanging in that warmer water. And they're going to start hanging around their tributaries where they're going to be running, later this fall. And so as time progresses through August, you're going to see an increased number of salmon starting to head east, starting to head down towards the Salmon River. A lot of the larger kings that we see put on the lockboard for the fall typically come from down that way. There's more people fishing down there because there's more fish to be had. So it kind of makes sense that we see more from that way. But, that's the typical transition, if you will, is that they're going to start staging in front of all the tributaries.
Like now? Can you find them staging right now?
In fact, the winner of last year's Atomic Invitational went in front of the Salmon River and caught staging kings. They were all colored up, dark, almost ready looking like they were ready to make a run.
That's when I catch them, when they're, jet black and very limp at the, where they can't, where they're pinned off.
Right.
That's usually where I get them. Not selfishly, I ask because I'm headed up to do some fishing Henderson Bay area. Mm-hmm. And I was curious to know, maybe if I could strap something on and have a legitimate shot at catching a good king in shallow in that part, Chemeau Bay area. What would I use? You're on my boat. I got everything you can think of for bass. What would you do if you were in my boat and you said, all right, I'm here, I'm at Chemeau Bay or wherever. Mm-hmm. What are you going to put on?
So I would first ask if you had any spoons, if you use any spoons for bass.
I have jigging spoons and I have casting spoons.
So maybe take a look at your casting spoons and see what might be similar to the spoons that we use. That'd be my first go-to.
Okay.
I would say, I imagine you probably don't have any Dodger flies, meat rigs.
Who are you talking to? No. But I'll get some. if it'll work.
For your boat, not having downriggers, I'm assuming, and stuff. That sort of thing on there, you'd probably use a couple of wire dipsy rods, and go with that. But with the bass gear, I would probably see what spoons would work best.
Yeah, I love going up there, man. I found a place where I can take tow my boat behind the motorhome. And, that way I'm double dipping, because out in my driveway I'm making payments on both of them. So I want to make sure I'm using them. So I figured out a place where I can go and kill two birds with one stone. But I love going up there, man. This is probably my fifth trip. I just shoot away for the weekend every chance I get just to do smallmouth fishing up there. I just have fallen in love again with catching smallmouth. And it's one mm-hmm. thing to target them on Canisius or, you know, go out to Sodus, Cuca, Skinny right. Atlas, even Cayuga. But to get up there and catch them in that rocky habitat, it's just different fishing. I'm a Finger Lake-centric bass angler.
Yeah.
So it's just a different ball game. I get up there in that clear water, you know, there's not grass everywhere. I'm fishing contour and breaks, and it's just different. It's a different game for me. So I've certainly enjoyed that. Now let's talk about the New York State Summer Classic. If you want to find it, it's easy to do so online, nyssummerclassic.com. It is a fishing tournament that will run through the end of this month. It began back in July, and it's multiple species: salmon, lake trout, walleye, catfish, bass, crappie, yellow perch, rock bass, and panfish are the main categories. They also have carp, northern pike, brown trout as well, and silver bass, white perch are also on that list. Now, Tim, if somebody has been under a huge rock and has never heard of the New York State Summer Classic, how would you describe it to them?
They're basically looking at a two-month-long statewide tournament where you can fish any waterway, any time of day, for a multitude of different species. We've got upwards of 70 weigh-in locations around the state to bring your fish into. You don't need to have everybody in your party involved in the tournament. You can be by yourself. You can fish by yourself. It's just a way to pass the summer. We're all out there fishing anyway. You can turn your catch into a winning catch.
And if somebody wants to get involved, it's easy to do so. You can register online at the website, nyssummerclassic.com. The weigh-in locations, still another option if you want to sign up in person.
That's correct. Yep.
Very good. So I'm just pulling up the leaderboard here to see what kind of damage has been done across the state, across the board here. And the first thing up is smallmouth bass, where, holy smoke, a 6.89-pound smallmouth bass is currently leading. That is a stud, son.
Yeah, it's actually largemouth. Both largemouth and smallmouth are together.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's still a quite impressive largemouth as well.
It's a good one.
6.89, and second place is 5.31. Heck, you can beat that here. Heck, in Canisius, you can do that. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity there. All the way down to a 3-pounder. What are all these prizes I see next to the names here? These aren't the heaviest fish, but they're still winning prizes. What's going on there?
Correct. So one thing that we did, this was a suggestion from another tournament and some anglers that were involved with it, is to put random placement prizes to people who aren't placing in the money, but yet can walk away with something nice from the tournament. And so you're going to notice that the names highlighted in red, if you go to to the leaderboard, the names highlighted in red, right underneath that is a prize that at the end of the tournament, if they're still in that place, like right now the bass, sixth place, Brian there, if he remains in sixth place, he's going to get a Frable weigh bag.
Nice.
Real nice. I think they're like $70 or $80 weigh bags. They're really, really nice, heavy duty. And he'll walk away with that from the event, even though he's not in the money. And so we randomly put these all over the place. You're going to see fillet away fish mats. Those things, by the way, are taking off. Everybody's just raving about them. Very, very cool product if you haven't seen them yet. And right on down the list, Frable power catch nets. Those are in the salmon there. That Frable power catch net, by the way, is a $220 or $240 net. It's like the Mac Daddy of all salmon nets.
Yeah. What makes it so cool?
Couple things. One is that it's massive. You're not going to find a salmon that's not going to fit in that net. It's big. The netting itself is rubber coated so that the hooks don't go through it. And so they don't get stuck in there and takes you forever to get them out. And the neatest thing about it is that on the bottom side, there are weights built into the net so that when you go to scoop and you drop the net, it goes down into the water so that it's not riding on top. Since we're trolling the whole time, while we're fishing out there, nets tend to ride on the surface and then the net gets caught on the hook and then you lose the fish. This drops the net down into the water for you.
That sounds expensive, and you're giving those away?
Yep.
Good for you, man. Retail, what do you get for one of those, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so that Power Catch, they retail, I think, for $220 or $240, something like that. Yeah, it's they're pricey, but they're awesome.
See, why don't you guys just swing them into the boat like us bass anglers do?
Well, we actually saw what the maximum was you could do with a king before it ripped out of its mouth. We were able to pull 18 pounders over the back. If you grab the spoon, fly, whatever it is, you can pull an 18 pounder over, but if it's over 18 pounds, the hook will rip out.
That's the threshold. Tim Thomas is our guest in studio, the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. Let's continue to roll down this leaderboard in the next segment as we continue to bang the drum for the Classic. Tim Thomas will return. We'll be back right here at WBEE with Taking It Outdoors right after this. All right, folks, welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. We are joined in studio today by Tim Thomas. He is the tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. You may remember Tim from earlier visits and contributions here at Taking It Outdoors. Tim's also a tournament angler with the professional team Finders Keepers. And this program is made possible once again by Johnston RV Country, 30 years of creating generations of family fun, and Webster Palmyra. You can find them online at jrvcountry.com. Thank you to Bentley Brothers Kubota as well. Bentley Brothers Kubota in Brockport and Albion. Save a horse, ride a Kubota. Tim, quick question about the New York State Summer Classic. Does an angler have to choose? Because I know the Lock Derby's been going on for generations. Yep. And the New York State Summer Classic is fairly new. Do you have to pick? Can you do both?
You can do both. That's the cool thing about this is that we're running both tournaments consecutively or at the same time. And so all the anglers that are going to be fishing the fall lock going for the grand prize there, can also weigh the fish in for the Summer Classic at the same time. And a lot of our weighing locations are the same. So you can weigh in for both at the same time. It's nice and convenient. And, the main difference between the lock tournament and this tournament, like you mentioned, this one is relatively new. We don't have the, 30 plus years of backing that the lock does. They've been around forever. And so the main difference between the two is that the lock tournament has a guaranteed payout. Which is great. You know exactly what you're going to get, if you place, and you know exactly what you're going for. The difference with this being new, I'm not financially wealthy running this thing. I wish, but I'm not yet anyway. This tournament is run, solely on registrations. The more registrations that come in, the bigger the payouts get, and there's no cap to it. So I've mentioned this before when we were talking about this back before the tournament began. If just the lock tournaments anglers get into this, the same numbers, around 10,000 or so typically get in the fall, that same number gets in, we'll give out the exact, basically the same payout as the lock is giving, and you'll double your money. So you're going for 25 grand with the lock, you'd also be going for 25 grand here. If you have the winning catch, that's a 50 grand paycheck there potentially.
So the same fish can compete concurrently.
Correct.
In both. Yeah, man, that's, you can't deny the beast that the Lock Derby is. I mean, it's a generational
Absolutely. Event. Like you mentioned, it's been around for generations, and people have been fishing it for generations. I mean, my dad was fishing it, and then he got us into it, and now I'm fishing it, and now I'm starting to get my girls into it. Now they're getting into fishing, and that's the way it is with everybody. Everybody, that's one thing that you do. You just fish the lock.
One great thing about the New York State Summer Classic, by the way, registration information can be found at nyssummerclassic.com. And it doesn't matter what kind of angler you are either. I mean, if you're a salmon angler, lake trout, walleye, catfish, bass, crappie, panfish is your thing, northerns anglers, the trout, carp. I mean, whatever is your poison, there's a category for you in the New York State Summer Classic, which will run through the end of the month. I want to click on the leaderboard here. We talked about the bass category in the last segment. Now, as I'm looking at the salmon leaderboard, you got a mandatory minimum here, right? 20 pounds?
Correct, yep. Some of the fish have minimums, some don't. That's, again, just to curb some of the smaller fish from coming in.
Sure. So, but 20's no slouch. At least to me, it's somebody at my level, it may be bait to you. But it looks like 26.30 is winning. I like to look where they were weighed in so I can kind of guess in which body of water they came from. The leading salmon at just over 26 pounds was weighed in at Thousand Island Bait Shop. So, what is that? Eastern shore of Lake Ontario fish?
Eastern shore. They're fishing off of, actually out of Henderson. So they're probably fishing out in the shipping lanes would be my guess. Out in that region.
Am I nuts? Is 26 that big?
26 is decent size. As we get into August, I wouldn't be surprised to see some 30s hit the scales.
Okay.
You know, typically something in the low to mid 30s wins the lock. Last year, an exception, was upper 30s to around 41. Wouldn't be surprised to see some monsters like that around this year.
Good deal. 26.30 is the current leading salmon in the New York State Summer Classic as we go down to the lake trout category. There's still room for some anglers to get involved here in a legitimate shot at winning a cool prize here. We've got the two leaders atop the board. Is that Captain Lucas Faulkner from Make the Turn?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bald Eagle Marina. Yeah, that's him. 19.27 is the big lake trout. Now, come on, they can do better than that, right?
Oh, in Lake Ontario, you can push 30 pounds with Lakers. But that one's wide open. And the interesting thing is that on a normal year, this lake board would be full. Brown trout would be full. But again, as we were talking earlier, the king fishing is just phenomenal. So everyone's going for kings, and these other species are just kind of going by the wayside this year.
That makes sense to me. You know, as I wasn't going to say anything, but looking at the leaderboard here, I'm like, hey, it's not like the salmon leaderboard as far as the numbers. But that I understand what you're saying, especially. Yeah, I mean, if you have your choice to catch something, a lake or a nice big old silver salmon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you. I'm going after the kings as well. So let's get to the walleye. Now, these are the anglers I truly envy. You know, I've never in my life caught a walleye. I lived on Canisius Lake for almost 6 years, fishing off the dock. And of all the fishing I've done, thousands of hours, I've never even accidentally caught a walleye, Tim. And I just, I'm impressed by the guys that can go out and target them.
Well, Jeremy,
successful.
I just want to tell you, when you're casting rubber worms all the time, you might need to switch up a little bit, and then you might get a walleye.
I do. I use stick baits, man. I'm a crankbait guy, and yeah, I hear you. You're right. I am plastic worm centric a lot of times. The mandatory minimum for the walleye category in the New York State Summer Classic is 4 pounds, and looking at the top 10 here, the bottom range is 4.70, and the top end, the current leader, is almost 9 pounds, 8.94.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, so, I mean, I'm not trying to diminish this 8.94, but I know guys that have caught 12, 13s off the Charlotte Pier.
Yep, absolutely. And if you remember back to the Winter Classic, we had 15-pounders being caught that won the Winter Classic this past year out of Chamou. A lot of big fish being, that can be caught, especially out of Lake Ontario. But the interesting thing about this year is that if you look at the top two, Robert and Joe, weighed in at Cap'n Bob's and Chimay's, those two fish came out of Erie and not Ontario.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. So Lake Erie taking over as some of the fish are coming in here.
Well, we can't stand for that. Not for 1 minute. that will change by the end of the week, mark my words. Next category, catfish. Oh, of course, Captain Eric Scordo. I've met him. He's the New York State record holder for the channel catfish that weighed 9 million pounds. I forget what it weighed, but it was obese, man.
Huge. He is a beast of a fisherman when it comes to catfish. He's the man.
He's been in here. He's sat in that very chair you're sitting in right now. Mm-hmm. We had him in here, a week or two after he caught that state record fish last year. And he's a North Country fisherman, and he's the he's the only guy I know that just exclusively fishes catfish year round. And I've caught some studs on the Jenny salmon fish, and I've caught more catfish than I have salmon. But I've caught 10 to 15 pounders there. But the first place catfish is still almost 24.37 pounds. I mean, that's massive in itself. Yep. And second place is 17 9.31, and then third place is 9.54. Look, I don't know too much about catfishing. You're going to have to do something to catch first place, but the rest is reachable.
The rest is definitely reachable, for sure. And again, as we go down in places, you know, there's several awards down here too. Flayaway mat. We got a tackle box there and another flayaway at the bottom.
Good stuff.
Giveaway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say one thing to clarify too. If you go to the leaderboard, you're going to notice some of the names have a little asterisk by them. That doesn't mean they're under question or anything like
steroids?
That.
Steroids?
No. What those asterisks mean is that they entered the Lunker Pool. They're Lunker Pool anglers. And so the top three in each one of these categories that are Lunker Pool anglers, it's an extra pool of money, are going to get a second check should they remain one of the top three Lunker Pool anglers. So that's what those asterisks mean.
Get down, man. Well, Tim, everybody, you can see this leaderboard that we're looking at NYSSummerClassic.com. It is a statewide fishing tournament that's underway. There's still time for you to get involved and plenty of opportunities for, well, you to win back your registration fee or get prizes that's value surpasses that. If I can speak English today, that would help on being on the radio. Again, you can get involved at NYSSummerClassic.com. Now, Tim, a couple things. You know, I'm already, last week I did a deer hunting episode. I'm getting ready for deer season. I know a lot of guys are chomping at the bit in advance of winter fishing around here, the ice fishing. Now, if you've never heard of the Summer Classic, chances are you've heard of the Winter Classic. Well, Tim is the tournament director for that. So maybe in the next segment we can get a little look into the future and see what's in store for us with this year's Winter Classic. Our guest in studio, Tim Thomas. We continue next right here at Taking It Outdoors on 92.5 WBEE. All right, folks, here we go. Good morning. Welcome back to Taking It Outdoors. We're having a conversation today about the New York State Summer Classic. Our guest in studio is said Classic's tournament director, Tim Thomas. Tim was also pretty forthcoming and coaching us up with some salmon fishing tips in the first segment. Tim's a professional salmon and trout angler on the team Finders Keepers. This morning's broadcast made possible thanks to Johnston RV Country. 30 years now of creating generations of family fun in Webster, Palmyra, online at jrvcountry.com. Also, Bentley Brothers Kubota. They are in Brockport. They are in Albion. Save a horse. Ride a Kubota, the New York State Summer Classic. Now, Tim, you did a good job in the first segment of explaining to everyone efficiently, because the Summer Classic's a big deal. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, a lot of opportunities to win cash and prizes in many different ways. But if somebody's just tuning in, they missed the first segment, here's an opportunity, put it in a nutshell, the New York State Summer Classic, go.
All right, so for $25, you can get into a two-month-long statewide tournament where you can fish any waterway, any time of day, using any legal angling method for a multitude of species. And again, there's weigh-in locations across the entire state, upwards of 70 that you can bring your fish into. And online leaderboard where you can check to see when you do get a catch, where it's going to place, and if it's worthwhile to bring in.
Now, Tim, can I can't like go fishing and then catch a 30-pound salmon, then check the leaderboard, and then like, okay, now I'm going to sign up?
Yep, doesn't work that way. The rule is you have to register by 7 a.m. on the first day you want to start entering fish. So if you're planning on going out tomorrow, let's say you're going to take a charter out on Lake Ontario and you want to get into the Summer Classic, you need to register by 7 a.m. before you head on out. Otherwise, that day's catch isn't going to count. You'll start the next day.
All right, just checking. I'm not in lieu of skill, I look for other angles in catching a prize in this stuff. Now, again, Tim Thomas, our guest in studio this morning, tournament director for the New York State Summer Classic. You're giving away a boat too. Is this for real?
Potentially, yes. We've got a $34,000 Quest boat to potentially give away. Our award ceremony this year is going to be at Batavia Downs Casino on September 22nd. We're going to be doing an outdoor show prior to that throughout the day. And the last week of the tournament, the last week of August, you want to make sure you're registered by then, because we're going to be randomly drawing 50 names out of everyone registered for the event to have a shot at this $34,000 quest boat. Now, we're going right along the lines of the casino theme. We've got a dice rolling game. Those 50 anglers are going to have a shot to roll the dice, and if it comes up big fish, you walk away with a $34,000 quest boat.
Holy crap, man! I don't know if this is a fishing derby or it's like the gun raffle at the Elks Lodge, man. It's like, I'll buy a ticket to win that gun. But I'm still in the running for the water, the cooler, you know what I mean?
Right.
The guided hunt, all that stuff. Yeah, tons of opportunities to win in the New York State Summer Classic. Now, if, like you said, Tim's done a good job of describing the Classic to you, but it's on the heels of a very successful effort that Tim's been gaining momentum with throughout the last several years with the New York State Winter Classic. Tim, just in the last 3 years that I've known you, the thing seems to get bigger and bigger each year, and I'm sorry, but I expect nothing less. I'm ready for you to wow me with the newest great thing to be involved in the Winter Classic.
Yep, we're getting there. In fact, we're talking summertime, we're talking salmon fishing. But in the background, I'm already making ground and making headway on planning the Winter Classic. Just this past week, secured two new sponsors for this coming season. A $2,400 sponsorship from one company. I can't mention the product as of yet, but they're sending me 80 units to give away. And then another one, you're going to see me rolling around the state in a new, not truck, but we're going to have a new tournament trailer that we're going to get wrapped. And so you're going to see a new billboard heading around with me as I tour the state for the Winter Classic, nice. And that's part of another sponsorship of a local trailer company.
Good stuff, man. And that website is nyswinterclassic.com. You still have time. Still have time. Just a little foreshadowing here. Tim, now I know you're all over the Big Lake, but to my knowledge, you know, once the salmon and trout start moving into the tribs, you back off them at that point. Right.
Correct. Yep. Once we get into September, it's we might do some promo events. If I need to get pictures, videos, that sort of thing on the lake.
But so what do you do, man? Do you deer hunt? Like, how do you fill the time until the lakes freeze?
Well, a couple things. School's back in session, so that puts me back into the classroom.
Okay.
If you don't know me, outside of the fishing realm, I teach high school science. And so I'm back at the game in the classroom.
Not on Saturday morning, you don't.
This is true. So in the fall, I switch gears and start targeting perch and walleye. I'll do quite a few of the events over on Oneida Lake for walleye. And I love my perch. I love going after the perch in the fall.
Have you ever been deer hunting?
I have never picked up a gun.
What about a bow?
Back when I was younger, I did some target bow practice, but I have never shot anything with a bow.
Any interest?
To be honest, I really don't have time.
Well, I don't have time to go salmon fishing either.
Well, maybe you and I can both make time. I'll go in the woods if you come out in a big boat with me.
That's what I'm getting at. We'll do a hunt for a hunt. We'll hunt a salmon, and then we'll hunt a whitetail.
All right.
Yeah, we just got to get you licensed. I can go to Walmart and get salmon legal. You got to take a class, I would imagine, at this point.
If it moves, it dies, right? Isn't that something? If it flies, it dies. I don't know what the sayings are.
Brown and down it's kind of antiquated approach. The same guys that subscribe to that philosophy are snagging fish in the Genesee River.
All right, gotcha.
So that's kind of going on there. Well, man, good luck to you. I know you're in the, you're rounding third, heading home here with the New York State Summer Classic. I encourage everyone to learn more about it at nyssummerclassic.com. As, the seasons change and it starts to get colder outside, we'll check back in with you. I want to kind of get a conclusion at the end of the Classic, kind of touch base with you then, but definitely we'll get you back in here and promote the Winter Classic as well, because I know how popular that event is. Tim Thomas is our guest in studio. We thank you for your time today, sir.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's awesome to be here, and love stopping in. And again, just want to emphasize the classic events, whether it's Winter Classic, Summer Classic, are not for professional tournament anglers. This is for anybody. This is for, you know, Joe Schmoe's going out on his back deck, you know, down at the dock, going to throw a bobber in the water, catches a big old largemouth, weighs it in, boom, can win. It's for anybody.
I'm checking the leaderboard here. I don't see Joe Schmoe's name.
He's fishing. He's fishing right now.
Okay.
He sent me a text earlier.
Good stuff, man. Tim, take care of yourself. I know you rack up a lot of miles direct in this tournament, so be safe on the road. And thanks for all the hard work you put into creating this great event for anglers, not only in our community, but across the state. The countdown is next. I will be back tomorrow morning with TJ Sharp and Steve Hausman with the Bee Morning Coffee Club. Have a blessed day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.